was no band, no flags, no ceremonial. It wasn't even dramatic. A car honked outside, and he said, "Well, that's for me." He picked up his suitcase, and his mother said, "You haven't forgotten your gloves." He kissed his mother and held out his hand to me. "Well, goodbye," he said. I took his hand, but all I could say was, "Good luck, son." The front door slammed, and that was that. Another boy gone to war. After the door closed behind him, I went upstairs. I went to what had been his room. It was in worse shape than usual. His bureau was littered with an incredible collection of things. Letters, keys, invitations to parties he would not attend. Clothing was scattered about. I went to my room. On the wall was a picture of a little boy. His toothless grin framed in blonde curls. The same boy who had just told us goodbye. Suddenly, a strange thing happened. Objects seemed to come alive and whisper to me. The house was full of soft voices. They led me to the attic, to a box of toy soldiers, a bent trumpet, a football helmet, a homemade guitar, school books, faded photographs, a half-completed stamp album, a penny bank with the lid pried off, telegrams, a baptismal certificate, a pair of old track shoes, and more photographs. One taken on the memorial, first day of long pants. "Well, curly head, you're a man now. I hated to see you leave our home and close the door behind you, but I think I would not have halted you if I could. I cannot pretend that I am not sad, but I am proud of my soldier son, too. Goodbye, curly head. Goodbye, son."